Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
More winning definitely on the way with your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. How about New Year's Eve plans? We've got a great prize package for you to win coming up here at 8:25. And we are talking about what you say to your kids, even though they're adults coming home for the holidays. And we got on to nicknames of our kids. And we just heard Hope's dad checked in, confirming her nickname growing up.
Hopeabella.
Hopeabella. It's TJ Bow and Hopeabella in the morning now. Mama J, I just tried to call. She didn't pick up.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't need to hear. That's all right.
What? You don't want to talk to your mom this morning?
Of course I'll talk to my mom off air. We don't need to hear about.
No, we want to know your nickname. What did she call you growing up? It's absolutely next. I hope she picks up. WBE, Morgan Wallen, Eric Church there. TJ Bow, producer Hope here. Talking about nicknames our parents gave us. Head on over to our Facebook or text in 585-252-WBE. Did you like the nickname? Did you not? Are they still using it as you're an adult? We got a hold of Mama J. Good morning, TJ's mom.
Good morning.
I've missed you. How have you been?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
We're talking about nicknames we call our kids. Did you have a nickname for TJ as she was growing up?
She's always been special.
Yeah. Okay.
And it would make me so furious because...
Oh, I go, why are you so mad? She goes, I'm not special. Yes, you are. You're just so special. You do so much, and you're so good at it. And she'd say, no. Yeah.
It made me furious because she'd be like, well, that's because you're special.
Isn't that another Barney song? Special.
I don't
special,
know.
Special.
But I'm like.
Everyone is special.
It's like middle school. I'm like, I'm taller than everybody. I don't fit, and I only fit in women's clothes, and no boy will ask me to the dance. Well, that's because you're special.
Well, she gets so mad over those types of things, and I'm going, that's okay, honey. You're still special.
You're still special. Now, I understand there's someone else special in your life now. His initials are J.A. He's a quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. Why do you think he's so special?
Oh, he is. He just is.
Hey, do you feel he's good looking?
Yeah, I love to watch him play.
Now, Ma, let's explain a backstory here about your hatred of watching football.
Oh,
until
never,
Josh
ever,
Allen.
Life.
In her whole life, you guys, until Josh Allen started playing the game.
I hated it. I wouldn't watch it. My ex, he watched everything. Oh, my God, my son, he was such a fan. Oh, no, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Until Josh Allen.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, I think you do get it. You admitted how good looking he is.
Oh, gosh, yes. But I even saw him in commercials, too, and some of the goofy things he did in those things. And I thought, okay, he's cute. He's cute, Scott Carroll.
All right. Is Mama J alone? You only like the Bills because of Josh Allen's good looks and charming personality.
Oh, yeah. When he's not, I turn it to the, during those times, I might have to say something else is on or check something else on. But never when he's playing.
Keeping it real, Mama J. Well, yep. TJ was special. She still is.
Oh, boy.
Josh Allen's really special to Mama J.
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't call her what I called her sister.
What is that? What is that? All right, Mama J, stick around. Stick around. Don't mean to interrupt your morning coffee, but I want to hear what you called TJ's sister, your other dog. We're talking about nicknames your parents gave you. You know, John Party, who we just heard there, he created his own nicknames. People would ask him, hey, what's your name? He'd go, Randy. Then the next person, hey, what's your name? George.
You mean he'd lie?
Yeah. Merle. He told people his favorite country artist. That was his name. He wanted to be Randy Travis. He wanted to be George Strait. He wanted to be Merle Haggard. That's weird. He was giving himself nicknames. Don't call me John. Call me Merle. There you go.
We all have nicknames, don't we? Mama J talked to us earlier. I was just special. which made me furious. This texter says, my brother nicknamed me Pooh when I was born, and it stuck. The only people who call me that is my brother and my parents. Nobody else.
Sometimes nicknames are like that. Only certain people could call you that. It's got special meaning.
Yeah, everybody can't run around calling you Pooh.
I think special's better than Pooh, but it got you all worked up, Mama J. And we got her back on because she said she had a unique nickname for your sister. Welcome back, Mama J. Yeah, the phone just dropped out. We got you back. So what did you call TJ, the special one over there? What'd you call her sister?
Well, she played the trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Not real well, but she always played the trumpet. She had this great big trumpet and these little tiny lips, and I always called her Toots.
Toots! Wow. What a happy family.
Just have it. I'd go, oh, Toots, and they were all playing basketball and stuff, and she'd say, don't call me that. I'm going to just, it was a terrible habit.
Yeah. We've got Special and Toots here. Wow. Uh-huh. Look at the fun sisters.
Okay.
Yeah. Mama J sounds like she's done with us.
And okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let me get back to my coffee. Thank you for your time, Mama J. Bye-bye. All right, Special in Toots over there. We've got an incredible prize package for you. New Year's Eve.
Yes, we've got tickets to Del Lago Resort and Casino's New Year's Eve event, which includes VIP access to the exclusive White Claw Shores Club and the Boathouse Row concert, so you can sing along to your favorite yacht rock hits.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Call number 19 can win right now. If you remember what Mama J called, not TJ Special, but her sister that played, what is it, the trumpet?
The trumpet. Not well, as she mentioned.
She did.
But she played the trumpet.
She keeps it real, Mama J. Wow.
Yeah.
And the nickname was?
Toots.
Toots. That's what we're looking for at the call number 19. Say that back to us. That's why it's the world's easiest contest. We give you the answer. 585-252-WBE. 92.5 WBE with your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe and producer Hope and Patricia, you are all fired up here.
I like to think I'm lucky all the time, so maybe it's just me.
Okay, well, starting off, you're lucky. You're call number 19. It's the world's easiest contest. We were just talking about nicknames, and Mama J, TJ's mom, called her Special growing up. What did she call her sister?
Well, I kind of feel really bad for the nickname, but it's Toots.
Toots, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We're in our 40s now. We're over it, sort of.
I can just see where that's going wrong, Toots. There's Toots over there. Did she toot, or is it just Toots?
Yeah, it's because she was bad at the trumpet.
Yeah.
Either way, it's still not fun. Patricia, congratulations. You are going to go rock the boat, bringing in the new year at Del Lago Resort and Casino.
Awesome. I'm super excited, kind of torn up, but super excited because my mother is obsessed with the casino, but my other half might be in his feelings if I don't take him.
Yeah, because this is not just tickets to Del Lago Resort and Casino's New Year's Eve event. It includes your VIP access for two to the exclusive White Claw Shores Club and the Boathouse Row concert happening, so you can sing along to all your favorite yacht rock hits.
Awesome.
So who sings better, your better half or your mom?
Oh, God. I have to say my mom, because I know she listens to you guys and he doesn't. So it's got to be my mom.
Okay, well, then she might be the winner going with you. New Year's Eve, ringing in 2025. We'll have more of these tickets for you to win at 8:25. So tell your family, friends, and coworkers Wednesday morning. We'll do this again at 8:25. Right now, tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE 92.5. They listen to you all day at work and driving in and driving home.
Awesome. Do you use the free Odyssey app?
I do.
It's so easy. Download into your smartphone, listen to us anywhere. And have you ever won with us before?
No, I haven't.
First time winner!